Sip Game Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Game Together Podcast.
I'm Peachy.
And I'm Ooze.
This is for the comic book week of February 19th, 2020.
Yes.
2020.
02-2020.
Yes.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah.
Peter O'Toole.
2-20-2020.
I don't know why I said Peter O'Toole. But yeah, it's comic book week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Let's jump right into the news segment queue now. And
no news is like good news, it's like bad news, it's like news.
Hey, so this week in the news, my news source was comicbook.com. I picked up some dirt on the upcoming Batman video game that Warner Brothers has been producing, working with, I forget who.
Rocksteady again? Is it Arkham people?
It's the Arkham people, but it's not an Arkham game. It's a soft reboot that takes place in the same universe. It's kind of confusing. But there's that, and it'll deal heavily with the Court of Owls, which was like the original plot all along. So there's that. That's kind of exciting. Maybe it'll be a little bit more of a, yeah.
Talons of a chance that it's the Court of Owls you're talking about?
But,
I tried really bad. My brain was in the middle of Talon. I'm like, oh, I'm ruining this. Continue.
It sounds kind of exciting. We'll see how closely it follows to the Arkham games and how much more different it is from those. How the mechanics and stuff have improved over the last few years since we've had an Arkham game and whatnot. So that's kind of exciting. And also on the coat. Sorry, go ahead.
If it's still got the same fighting and like gameplay style, it'll be a really fun game. But I'm curious how they do the story, because I don't know. They had Origins, and then they had all those other games, and I've played one.
Right.
They were fun. When you play through a game, get to the end villain, and then you have to give your game back to your friend, and then you get the game, and then the save file doesn't work for that new game, you kind of get a frustration.
I get that.
But I'm excited to see what they do. I wonder if this scrapped how they scrapped the Superman game.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not scrapped. It's still coming, but so that's still in the works. We get that to look forward to. I don't know if that's later this year or next year. I didn't exactly glean a release date from the broadcast that we saw earlier. But on the coattails of that, though, Robert Pattinson's Batman, the symbol on the bat suit, the new reveal of the bat suit that was done last week, new details on that symbol. Kind of a throwback to the original Batman symbol in the comics. Doesn't have a head on the bat, but also the symbol itself on the suit is made out of the gun that killed his parents, which is super interesting. I'm like, that's pretty cool. I like that.
That's Matt Reeves' Daredevil.
That's Matt Reeves' Daredevil.
Yeah, that's Matt Reeves' Daredevil that's coming out with the Pattinson.
The Batman, yeah. Yeah.
He looks like Daredevil.
Matt Reeves, yeah, he does, especially in that red light that they released that first look at the costume. But there's been a lot of colorizations and things and whatever done by fans, some fan art, pretty cool stuff.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
Deadpool one.
There's a Deadpool one. Yeah. Oh, there's always a Deadpool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That kind of gives us a look into what the story is kind of going to play out like. It's going to be a bit darker. That whole thing about I'm going to put the gun that killed my parents on the chest of my costume. Yeah, I'm like, wow, nice. I like it. You know, that's that's the kind of Batman I like, right there. But yeah, that's all I had.
I need a few more bits of information before I'm like, okay, this is gonna be a good movie.
Right.
I shadowy photos are not enough to convince me just yet.
Right, I get that.
I'm very cautious about it because the Ben Affleck was great. Christian Bale was terrible.
Yep.
Man, Ben
George
Affleck.
George Clooney's the best. Wait.
That whole Ben Affleck thing about why he quit. Did you see those videos that I sent before?
Oh, nipple. I like yelled nipples. You're like, did you see those videos? No. Which one?
One of the ones I sent before. They talked about that in an interview with Ben Affleck and why he gave up the part of Batman that he really liked, although he really liked the script that he had written and everything, and he loved the fact that he was playing the part. He thought that it would make him drink himself to death. And I'm like, oh, wow.
That's pretty Batman-y.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty Batman-y.
It's the most Batman thing he's ever done.
Right.
Ever said.
He's been Batman and Superman, so go Ben Affleck.
That's right, yeah. Not exactly Superman, but a guy that played Superman, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
And George Reeves, yeah.
A lot of stories, a lot of stuff coming out for that movie.
Yeah.
It's in production.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right on, thank you.
Yeah, for
what
sure.
What you got for us, Uzi? Uzi.
I just threw the fuck off. It's like, what?
It's like a whole different word. They released the cast list for Kevin Smith's The Masters of the Universe.
Masters of the Universe Revelations.
Revelations, yep, okay. That's the one. Coming to Netflix. All-star cast, including,
cool.
Classics like Jason Mewes and Harley Quinn Smith, because, you know, Kevin Smith has a hand in it, so he's going to put his people in it.
Right.
But also,
nothing wrong with that.
Someone who seems to enjoy being typecasted as a villain, Mark Hamill will be playing Skeletor,
that's
which
awesome.
I think is great.
Yeah.
I hope he can differentiate it enough from his Joker that it's not going to be the similar voice, but he's got that tone, like, oh, that's Mark Hamill, you know,
yeah.
Apocalypse and other stuff, but that's cool. I wonder who Ben Affleck's going to play.
Ben Affleck's not going to be in it.
But he's a Kevin Smith guy.
No, that's why Jason Mewes and Harley Quinn Smith is in it.
I'm just predicting it's going to be a Mallrats situation eventually as the seasons go along. We'll have, like, it's too bad that we already know who Skunkor is.
Yeah, Stinkor.
Stinkor, it would be great if that was Ben Affleck.
But it's Jason Mewes.
It's Jason Mewes.
No, Stinkor is, oh yeah, Jason Mewes,
yeah.
I was thinking a merman.
But yeah, I definitely recommend checking out the full list. There's a lot of people, lots of voice actors, lots of just actors.
Kevin Conroy. As merman.
Yeah, and a bunch of other people.
Like, wow, that was, when I finally saw the list, I was like, there's a lot of people. Do they have enough money for more than one episode? Because that's...
No, it's just one episode.
Yeah.
It's just then they're all going to be in that one episode, and then that's it for the rest of the show.
So the guy that's playing He-Man and Adam is the boyfriend from Supergirl. Remember the, what was his name from the other planet? He was like a prince from the other planet.
Oh, I don't remember his name.
Me neither.
Consequential.
But they got married in real life, whatever. But
oh,
he's
really?
Yeah, he's the voice of He-Man and Prince Adam.
Nice.
I can't remember his name.
So does this mean
Damn
that
it.
Sony sold the rights completely to Netflix? Does that mean Netflix actually like? Because we've been hearing the Masters of the Universe movies coming from Sony.
Yeah, there's supposed to still be a live-action one.
Okay.
And possibly another animated one.
Yeah, I heard there's a second animated series in the works also at Netflix.
Be interesting to see. Like, I was a He-Man fan as a child and grew out of it. And then through PG being all like, yeah, kind of like, ah, oh, that'd be cool to see it, you know.
Yeah, I still love Masters of the Universe. I loved them as a kid. I'm a fan. I'm excited for it.
Who'd they get for She-Ra?
Definitely check that out online, Sudan.
Yeah.
Just like our listeners should.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check it out.
Well, awesome. That's cool. It'll be interesting to see that.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
I probably won't watch it.
You won't watch it? That's terrible.
I want to see it just to see if it is terrible, but it probably won't be because Kevin Smith does a good job.
Yeah.
He does.
He knows how to write stuff. You know, I didn't really care much for some of his stories, but his Flash episodes and his Arrow episodes have always been great.
Yeah.
I like his movies.
He knows superheroes.
This is supposed to be a direct sequel to the original Masters of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, from what I understand. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I cannot wait for Sorceress! He-Man! I'll watch it for
Sorceress.
That.
So do I need to watch... I'm not watching the whole original series just to catch up. Can I just watch the last episode?
If you want to.
I mean, there'll be a YouTube.
It's a free country-ish.
Ish.
Do you have a suit on?
Well,
I know what you have, but... You
do
know,
you?
I do.
Do you know what I have?
Yep, go ahead. I'll plug my ears.
Do you know what I have?
I can assume.
I'm curious.
Go ahead.
Sonic the Hedgehog came out February 14th. As previously reported on the Detective Pikachu movie being the number one video game movie in its opening weekend, we also predicted that Sonic might come close to hitting those numbers. Well, according to the numbers, they actually beat Detective Pikachu. And now Sonic the Hedgehog is rightfully the best video game movie of all time.
Yeah, definitely curious to check that out.
It's on
for
part
now.
Of making a lot of money, but, you know, it's probably going to slow down and definitely not beat Detective Pikachu full gross-wise. I don't think it's got it. I think it's got the
it was just the hype, yeah.
With Jim Carrey pulling it, and apparently he's like pure form Jim Carrey in that movie.
Nice.
Good, I love Jim Carrey.
So, like, I'm looking forward to see that in front of it. I'm also, you know, a lot of the controversy that surrounded it was going to put the numbers up. We kind of
talked
about that. So I'm actually really happy about that. I'm sad there was not a Sonic comic out this week. I picked one up, but I didn't. It wasn't
from this week.
I'm also like 20 issues behind them now. But yeah, I'm really happy about that. This is really putting a lot of people's minds on, like, okay, let's do more video game characters. So, I've heard rumors.
Metroid next!
Nintendo has been more lax on their character properties since Wreck-It Ralph proved that they can actually be shown respectively.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love that they did that. And then Ready Player One, we got some more characters in that, even though... I mean, it was still glad to see the characters on the screen.
There is some Halo references in there. That's good.
But yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
Worst
really
Sonic fan ever.
Yeah, I haven't played Sonic Boom, so yes.
Sonic Boom! It's the Rise of Lyric. It's the best one. It's the most broken game. No, I'm sorry. Sonic 2006 is the most broken game. Sup? Black Knight? Sonic and the Black Knight? Best game ever?
I didn't play that.
I know.
I played the real Sonic.
I know.
Not the bastardization.
The 3D Sonic game.
The kids of your generation.
No one likes them.
Nobody, like, why do they keep making those? I don't understand it. Adventures and Adventure 2 were fun.
It's like Halloween movies.
But, or Freddy.
They stopped. They realized that the remake was garbage, and they're like, fine, we'll let Freddy die.
Yeah, and they asked Robert Englund to play him again, and he's like, I'm too old to play Freddy anymore.
I'm too old to prey on people in their dreams.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's it for me. I think that's pretty awesome. Sonic, you know, doing well in the box office with Birds of Prey.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Nice start off to this year.
Yeah.
There's a lot coming.
For sure.
A lot.
It's good, Stan.
Alright, well, that's it for the news. No news, sure. Like good news is good news is good news. News and news and news and news. Remix. Alright. Alright, so we're going to go into the Res Views part of our section of our podcast. That's what this is.
Res Views.
Res Views. That sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, it does.
Like this ectoplasmic Res Views. What do you got for us, Peachy?
I picked up 7 books, but for some reason I only wound up needing to read 5. Oh, one of them was a True Believers. And the other one was Star Wars, which wasn't this week's book, it was last week's book. But this week's books included Daredevil number 18, written by Chip Zdarsky, featuring art by George Fornes, cover by Julian Totino Tedesco. I also had Deadpool number 3, written by Kelly Thompson, featuring inside and cover art by Chris Bacalo. Marauders number 8, written by Gary Duggan.
He's looking around the mic. What?
Featuring art by Stefano Caselli, cover by Russell Dodderman. New Mutants number 7, written by Jonathan Hickman, featuring insight and cover art by Rod Reese.
Why'd you go all movie phone on this?
I don't know.
From New Mutants.
And of course, Wolverine Volume 7 number 1, written by Benjamin Percy, featuring art by the great Andy Kubert and Victor Bogdanovic, cover by Alex Ross. Cover C. The one I picked up was by Alex Ross. Did you pick up that the Scotty?
On that Wolverine? One?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the Scotty Young.
Scotty Young cover. Cool. Let's see. So, Deadpool number 3 got a 4 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ouchie.
New Mutants number 7, 6 out of 10. Wolverine number 1. Got an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Marauders number 8 got a 9 out of 10. And Daredevil number 18 got a 9.5.
Nice.
Out of 10.
Would have gotten a 10 out of 10, but it's a...
Called it, right?
Jaro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As you were saying Daredevil, I was all over here going...
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually it's Daredevil.
For sure. Marauders was also really good, but... Yeah, Daredevil this week, I mean, continues the story that I had talked about before. Kingpin is still kind of under the thumb of some richy rich bastards, you know. Mm-hmm. So, last time I think I talked about it, I said that Hammerhead was killed by
an old lady.
By an old lady who's mob head. Whatever, and now it turns out that her granddaughter is missing.
Oh, of course.
Has been kidnapped.
Right.
And they know it's Owlsley, you know, that claims he's the kingpin now, the head of the crime, whatever, and police are still being instructed to stay out of Hell's Kitchen. So nobody's really doing anything about it, and the girl is the missing girl is the daughter of the chick that Matt was seeing on the side.
Oh,
that was
God.
You know, she's like a mob wife.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that whole thing's going nuts. So
Matt needs to really learn how to pick 'em.
Yeah, for real. I can't remember the detective. I can't remember his name. He was the new detective. He came into town. He basically shamed everybody in the police force. He's like, you guys feel proud of yourselves? There's a kid missing and nobody's doing anything? You feel good that you're following orders now and blah, 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 and all this stuff? He's like, I'm going to go check this out. We all know who did this, and I'm going to go kick down some doors. Who's coming with me? You know, and basically, you know, almost everybody was like, we're with you, you know. So a bunch of them went into Hell's Kitchen, and they went to Owlsley's hideout, whatever, and literally kicked down the door, whatever, and, you know, they saw him coming through the cameras. us. It was like, hey, there's cops coming. It's like, oh, they got nothing on us, whatever, you know. They kick down the door and they're like, hey, you know, everybody starts pulling guns out and this guy's like, I'll handle it, you know, don't worry about it, get out of here and stuff. And the head detective guy comes in and he's like, where's Owsley? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. This is a place of business and da-da-da and blah, 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 whatever. And he's like, I don't know any Owsley, Blue, you know.
Right.
And he's like, quit f***ing with me, you know. And just pissed and, like, right up in his face and whatever. And he's like, this is trespassing and you don't have a warrant and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, did you think I was here as a cop?
Freaking, did you go all phone book on him?
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. But they basically got nothing from him. And then, but Matt was up on the roof and he overheard one of the thugs calling Owsley and being like, hey, they're here and blah, blah, blah. And da, da, da. So he picked up from the conversation where they were. They were able to track him down. Basically, when the detective was leaving, he's like, Matt jumped off the roof. You know, he's got his face covered, whatever.
Right.
But regular clothes. Because he's not Daredevil.
Right.
But, and detective's partner guy is all, like, shaky-handedly trying to arrest Daredevil. And he's like, I got him, you know. He's like, and Daredevil's like, look, easy. I know where they are. I know what's going on. I can take you to them, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, give me the key. Partner's like, give me the keys. We're out of here, you know. So they track him down. They find the girl, whatever. And the rich white people call Fisk, and they're like, you had police in Hell's Kitchen. No, you're going to pay for that, and da-da-da, kind of crap, whatever. Because Owsley told him. And the lady's husband, the daughter's father.
Father, right.
She's like, you're not doing anything. You have, like, six men in here guarding you, and my daughter's missing, and what the hell's going on, and blah, blah. And the wife's making a big fuss and everything. And he's like, I'm going out to find this guy. I'm going to go find him, whatever. And he goes to try to find him, shows up at his hideout, or his house. And they basically, you know, just kick his ass. And he's like, you're soft. We know you in the bookstore. Okay, book boy. You know, kind of kick his ass and bring him to Owsley. And he's like, well, I have good news for you. It seems that your daughter's safe, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you know, but it's too bad that it took your mother losing your brother over drugs to get her out of the narcotics business, blah, blah, blah. Imagine how it's going to be now that she loses a second son over the, you know,
mom.
Over the gang war, whatever, and then he's like, "What?" And he shoots him in the head, whatever. It's like, "Oh, damn!" But it was a really good book. The book, I think Zdarsky's doing a really great job on this book. It's got a real non-superhero but gritty crime story kind of feel to it. You know, detective-y, real feet on the ground kind of.
See this on Netflix.
Yeah, you know, there's no real, I mean, besides the fact that he's using, I can hear them a block away, you know, whatever, but it's really great writing, it's really well done, and I'm really enjoying it. I like the new detective character. I think he's super awesome. I think he's a really stand-up guy, and now he's, you know, starting to form this kinship or a trust with Daredevil or with Matt or whatever, so that's cool. But that was my pick of the week.
Nice. You?
Nice. Yeah. Zdarsky kind of spoiled that.
Oh, did he?
He's all like, this is the best book of the week.
Oh, is it?
And I was just like, oh, okay. Go Chip Zdarsky.
He said that?
Yeah, on Twitter. He's like, yeah, this is the best book of the week.
That's funny.
Dummy.
He's hilarious to me.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
But that's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Called it. What do you got for us, Zeus?
Okay, I read 19 books today.
That's a lot of books.
That's
a lot of books.
I'm gonna say them in the order that I read them in. So we got Justice League 35 through 41. 35 through 39 was written by Scott Snyder, art by George Jimenez and Francis Manapul.
Francis Manapul.
I was right. And then the last two were not.
they're new writers.
Yeah, they're new writers. Robert Venditti and Aaron Lopresti. Yep. Those Justice League. I also read Flash Forward number 4 through 6, continued writing by Scotty Lobdell, art by someone. At least I knew one of the things. Brett Booth.
How is Flash Forward going?
Over.
It's over?
Yeah, it ended
today.
Oh,
that was the last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you like it? It was a story?
I will go over it in a second after I'm done with saying which books I read. I'm just trying to get through there's a lot. I also read Critical Role Vox Machina Origins series number 2, number 4, and 5. Continued writing by Matthew Mercer and Jody Hauser, art by Olivia Sampson.
How's her writing?
I also had Deceased Unkillables number 1 by lots of people. Tom Taylor was the writer.
Kari Mons, Foster, Rex Locus.
Those weren't words that you just said.
Yasmin Putri.
I got one of the covers that I got was the Yasmin Putri cover. Penciled by Carl Monster, inked by Trevor Scott, Neil Edwards, and John Lifesay. Cover by Francisco Mattina and Yasmin Putri. Two different covers. This one has Red Hood on it.
Yes.
Because he's dumb.
He's a dead hood.
And then I read Nightwing the Annual. I didn't read this one because I had already read it. Nightwing Second Annual. Nightwing number 66 through 69. Continued writing by Dan Jurgens. Art by... don't remember his first name. Art by people. Ronan Cliquette. And coloring by Nick Flaherty. What's my pick of the week, guys? Guess.
Vox Machina.
I'm totally going with Justice League number 41, because that was like totally pristine, you know, indicator from your image there.
Peachy's right. It was Critical Role. Or Vox Machina. But I wanted to say Justice League. Are you...
is Justice League your pick of the week?
We'll have to find out.
I just need to know how much I can talk about it.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
Because I'm not talking about it.
Okay, so no. The last two issues were really disappointing. I really liked up to issue number 39, and I was like, yeah, get that Jaro in there. There's a lot of cursing. All of these things are coming to an end, and then it kind of just ended.
Yeah.
And I was really upset. It was like, oh, maybe they'll continue the new story with the other people. No. None of that happened. Anyways, Justice League is not my pick of the week, as I predicted last week. Let's see, Flash Forward made me really happy. Wally got a happy ending, except it wasn't a happy ending, and story will be continued in Flash number 750, which is very exciting for me.
Oh.
So
it didn't really, like, close.
It felt like the end of a storyline, at least. Okay. It's just gonna have, like, a little extra story. In Flash 750, I assume.
Okay.
Or it might be all... I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in Flash 750. I just know I'll be reading it. Deceased Unkillables, very good start. Has some of my favorite characters in it, like Red Hood and Deathstroke. which is great. Nightwing, we found out why Rick hasn't gotten his memories back is because he's been drugged and hypnotized by the Court of Owls.
Ah.
And now he has these fake memories that the Court of Owls put in his brain, and also his real memories, so he has, like, two different split, like...
He can't decide what's real and what's not.
Yeah, he doesn't
not.
Know what's real or not, and he doesn't know if Rick Grayson, or Richard Grayson is real, or if Dick Grayson is real. That's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. What about Ditchard?
And Vax Machina. So, I read Vox Machina immediately after reading Flash Forward.
Oh, really?
And I was crying, and then this made me laugh, because nice. It's just straight up the characters, and it was really dumb, and the art's great, and the story is great, and it made me really happy.
Nice.
And that's why it's my pick of the week.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. That's that D&D stuff,
yes.
Right?
Well, if I may mention real quick, I enjoyed in Wolverine with the two artists, Andy Kubert and Vaganovich.
Mm-hmm.
They both did really well. The two separate stories. First, I liked the art in the first one better. Yeah, good stuff. And then my pick of the week, great art.
Yeah.
Also, sorry.
All of the books that I had this week had really good art, which is good, because it was refreshing from Buffy having, like, very little detail last week.
Yeah, all that reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think there's only one more issue. They finally introduced one of the main party members in Vox Machina, which is Percy. Long name, Dorello the Third. That's exciting. I think there's only one more book left in the series, and then it's over.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's because it's Origins. I'm like, how can you introduce somebody and then end the series? Oh,
yeah.
Origins.
Yes.
Origins.
Origins. I hope there's not only one left. I want it to continue going for forever. Well, I was going to say something else, but that can wait until my books for next week.
Okay.
I just remembered.
So what you got for us there, Sued?
I had a plethora of books to read, too. I wanted to read more, but I realized I'm further behind on several books. But I, too, read The Justice League and Mass this week. And I agree in your statement. Once you get to 39, like...
It was so good.
39, if it was this week, would have been my pick of the week.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You see my scores, 8.5, 8.5, 9, 9.5, because every one of them had the Jaro kicker.
Yeah. Sorry.
And then Jaro kickered. Even though Jaro...
He's fine.
Well, okay, no, 39 wasn't. 38 was better. Because 39 was pretty... Because that drop-off at the end, I was like, there was no Jaro in 39.
Oh, yeah, I think that's because he got ouchies.
He got very ouchy. I didn't care for that drop-off. Like, what the fuck? Did I had to, like, go back and, like, reread. I'm like, did I miss something?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Which is a pain, because after I finish reading my DCs, I seal them up. So I don't want to have to... But, art was okay. But the story, I'm like...
The of 40 and 41?
Yeah. In the newest issues. I'm like...
Yeah, what is...
This went to weekly,
happening?
Why? So...
It's a weekly now?
Well, it went to weekly for the... Because it was last week, this week, it was kind of felt like a weekly, so...
Yeah.
It's just too close, but, I'm going to give it the 5-issue try, see if the something pans out of it.
Yeah, all of the issues leading up to 39 that I read today, I was like, this is why I've been getting Justice League. Like, that's why I continue on wanting to get it. And then I read the last two, and I'm like, do I want to keep getting this?
That's kind of what, Dark did to me, and I was like, The little event that was going on, and I'm like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, there's too much happening in Dark. I had to give it up.
But I'd love to keep getting it, and I'm hoping it does. They have that, metal thing part two coming
right.
soon.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Months, so
I didn't know about
maybe
that.
Maybe we'll actually read it this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since we still have not read Metal after 3 years.
Oh, Lord.
Too, so.
Oh, you have them all, too?
I have them all in digital, yeah.
Awesome.
I also had Middle West this week.
Yes.
Continue writing by Scotty. It's number 15.
Right.
So can you continue...
Continued
writing by Scotty Young. Continued art by Jorge Corona. Coloring by Jean-Francois Beaulieu. And then Jorge Corona did the cover. This one was a slower issue or book, but it's leading up to a lot that's going on. I actually really super dig the cover, even though it's super minimal.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
It's a lot of wet, a lot of rain because the storm is coming. And it was pretty cool to see some of the stuff, the side characters building up. But this one got an 8 out of 10 for me. Then I also had Deceased. I had to read number 6 because I never finished it. Deceased.
I don't think I ever finished it either.
And it kind of helped explain some things, but not really, because you don't, I mean, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
If you saw what happened in the first couple books to Batgirl, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Batgirl Joker. Oh, Joker!
Joker.
Sorry.
Okay.
But my pick of the week has to go to Unkillables Deceased. We got an 8.5. All right, well, 9. No Jaro, so I got an 8.5. A lot of Jaro kickers this week because there was a lot of DC.
Yes.
Continued writing by Tim Taylor.
Tom Taylor.
It says Tim Taylor here. I wrote Tim Taylor. Tim the Toolman.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
My mother. Get through the books. Tom Taylor. Like the Tom King. The whole thing
yes.
about it.
Yeah.
Tim King?
There was a thing about all the hatred Tom King got for all his writing on Batman and all the other shit.
And Tom was like, yes!
Because somebody said, they started blaming Tom Taylor for this, for that writing. And so he's all, and Tom Taylor's like, what? Tom King's like, I'm free! But this is all on Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter's fun, guys. By the way, we have Twitter and all.
Yeah.
But yeah, just
social media.
This week, Unkillables. That I got the Yasmin Putri cover.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm not even a horror.
It's a beautiful movie, cover.
But
it's
super cool. A lot of her stuff has just been good.
Yeah.
The
horror movie variant for it too.
Yeah, with Wonder Woman featuring, it shows really cool shot of her crown. Deadeye, this is awesome art on that. She's just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The things that they did, this one was rough because Middle West was really good, but this one kind of took it because Justice League was just not.
Like, yeah, it's.
So sad. And I'm sure if I had read my other book, someone else might have won this one. But the kicker for this one was the Red Hood discovery of the Batcave and all that. His conversation with Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm this guy. Batman was, he goes, this, oh my god. The whole revelation of Jim Gordon, he took it well.
Better than I thought he would, mostly because he just found out that his daughter died.
Yeah, that was pretty, which we read about in number 2 or 3.
What?
Yeah, super early.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was one of the first ones to help respond, and then she got turned and Poison Ivy. And them basically held her.
Yeah, she was out with the Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
And Black Canary and Huntress also got turned, and they started attacking, like, Harley and
Oh,
Ivy.
Right, this is in Deceased.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
Batgirl's dead?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The Grave got me.
Yeah, for sure.
Bastard.
Yep.
Batman.
Bruce Wayne. Father, something else, bastard, Batman.
Yes.
That was great. I'm the Deathstroke part kind of lost me. I'm like, it was cool to see. Like, I'm curious how they're going to play into the whole That Savage. Yeah. But I think the thing that really made me crack up and made me kind of like, yeah, that was great, was Creeper.
Yeah. I was like, what is happening?
Creeper is basically DC's
We're tree
Deadpool.
Lobsters.
Oh, nice.
We're tree lobsters. We survived. You know,
that's not what I was going for. I already made the shirts.
I already made shirts, and he's got Grundy's already wearing. I am Tree Lobster. It's like very Deadpool-esque like writing, but Creeper is great.
Yeah.
That was funny. It had its funny moments. I'm curious to see how this is going to continue the DC storyline on from a different perspective, because after reading 6, if I had read 6 this week, DC's number 6, nothing else would have won.
Oh,
that
would
have been it, just because of what John had to do to his dad. So, Superman got turned in issue 5. Remember?
Right, yeah. Okay, so I did not read 6.
Okay. Yeah, there's some craziness that ensues, and it's kind of ends there, but doesn't.
Right.
So there's a lot more there, and this is very misleading, this cover.
Oh.
But not really.
I kind of just assumed that they were like, okay, do DC versions of horror movie posters, and Yasmin Putri's like, cool. And then she just gave them all, and they're like, okay, here you go. Because Detective Chimp never showed up in regular Deceased, and he was number 6.
Yeah.
So.
I really implore you to read number 6.
I'll do it.
Yeah. There's some serious, like, moments from the Kent perspective. Whereas we're getting a lot of the Wayne perspective on a lot of these other books. But I think I have to say, I will spoil one thing I have, sorry, is Green Arrow finds out that Batman doesn't have a plan for him because he doesn't consider him a threat. not the whole thing. It's just the banter that occurs. They're like, what? So yeah,
that's
Arrow,
awesome.
Green Arrow is not happy about that.
That's
so
good stuff.
More incentive to read. It's good. It's not a big spoiler, but it's one.
That's good stuff.
We kind of knew. But yeah, that's it for me. I'm.
But he has one for Aquaman.
Huh?
No, I'm just kidding.
Ouch.
Read number 6.
No.
Because I think you'll get a cheerful moment when it comes to Aquaman and Arrow.
Okay.
No, I'm like, it's cutty that you pulled that out, like, because there's a moment there that she'll like, in my face as soon as Ooze reads it. She'll be like, But that's it for me.
Thanks.
That's it for the reviews.
Yeah.
Bow show.
Do you want to ask him what comics he has?
Okay, I was going to be like, are you going to do like that where, you know, that doesn't to hold these in your hands?
Yeah, we do that after the comics.
I don't know, it varies. What do you got for us next week there, Peachy?
My books next week consist of The Amazing Spider-Man number 40, Ghost Rider number 5, Giant-Sized X-Men, Jean Grey and Emma Frost number 1, New Mutants number 8, Punisher Soviet number 4, Star Wars number 3, the Wolverine number 1 facsimile that's out next week, X-Force number 8, and X-Men number 7, possibly the Amazing Spider-Man Daily Bugle number 2. But that's 10 books, and that's a lot more than I normally have.
You're getting bigger and bigger every week. You're starting to get to my level.
Did you see that they released the cover for Star Wars number 6?
I chose that not to be my news today. I was going to mention that, but then I just said it to him this morning.
You did?
But the whole green lightsaber, like we were theorizing earlier this week. Like I was theorizing, like I think they're actually going to show us him getting his green lightsaber.
Oh, that's not green.
That's because, well, okay. From my perspective, Marvel account goes, bam, here's the cover.
Right.
If you saw, like, curious, he lost his lightsaber in the Empire. He gets his green one.
Right.
Ignites it in issue number 6. his green lightsaber. This is their words. And then afterward, they show Star Wars posted up Luke with his blue lightsaber. And then Marvel replied with that too. With a meme of Spider-Man going, "Hey, you remember that really old movie,
Empire Strikes Back?
Nice.
Yeah, that was on the Twitters.
The cover is...
I'm colorblind.
I know. The cover is him holding a yellow lightsaber.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Crazy. That's awesome. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I just saw the bits of it, but I didn't... everything green looks yellow, so...
Yeah.
And you can find... Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
You can find this out for yourself if you pick that book up, as you should with all of these books. Pick up these comic books and stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry. So my books
that I'm picking up next week. The books that I'm picking up next week are Angel and Spike number 9.
What happened there?
What?
Because they just went from Angel to Angel and Spike.
Really?
So it was Angel number 8.
Oh, instead of I thought they were starting as a new series.
That's what Sudan was just saying.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, they chose to keep the numerization.
Does that mean they're probably going to go back to Angel at some point when Spike goes?
But I don't know. They haven't changed Red Hood Outlaw back to Red Hood and the Outlaws yet.
Right.
That's a weird naming convention.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Far Sector number 4, unfortunately, I just found out it's number 4 of 12, which means that it is a limited series, which makes me sad, because it's a young animal book, which all of them have ended except for Doom Patrol. So that's just another one that's going to be ending.
Yeah.
They seem to be enforcing more of their black label, which is the horror side of it, than the young animal, which is kind of a shame.
Dumb. I don't even pick up any black label books.
I don't care about any of the horror ones. I'd rather pick up some of these young animals. Right. They're more interesting.
Right.
But.
Anyways, I also have Red Hood Outlaw number 43 and Shazam number 11.
Young animals live longer.
So this for next week, so I have. Aside from the many, many Spider-Man titles that come out, you know, the Daily Bugle.
Amazing.
Probably won't pick that up. Probably just pick it up on a Friday or something.
I picked up number 1, so I'm debating whether I want to keep it up for the 5 or whatever.
Right. I got the Amazing Spider-Man, so it turns 40. Angel and Spike for some reason. I'm probably going to have to catch up on Batman Superman, see where that's going.
Nice.
On that one, that's next week. But they got the Dollar Comics, the Flash.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting all the Dollar Comics, too.
Amethyst starts next week. I'm like, I don't care. The art looks really good.
Yeah, it looks pretty, but I don't care.
It looks very, I hate to say it, Turner-esque, but it's not really Turner-esque. There is a facsimile book that I'm looking at next week. It is The Flash.
Yes.
It's the Flash that we've seen so many times, and it's like we just want to kind of get those covers. It's the wall.
That's out next week. Then I'm picking that up.
Yeah, also. And that facsimile. I'm getting that facsimile too.
I too will probably be picking up the Jean Grey Emma Frost number 1, just because it's a number 1. I was hoping they'd do a Scotty Young variant, but. Those seem to be really, like...
sporadic?
Yeah, and unpredictable.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice, but also hard to predict when it comes to funds. Right. Power Rangers, definitely looking forward to finally giving an update on that. Star Wars, number 3, I can't wait to read that. Because of that ending in the last book. There is a book that I'm going to pick up, but I don't know if I'm going to read it. It's called... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 1 Jenica. Jenica is the new
girl.
Fifth turtle, yes. So I'm kind of curious to see what they're going to write her and story, because the characters, they've wanted to bring that character out for a very, very long time. And it's just, we've got incarnations, but this is finally their version of it. And so it's been, I'm like, okay, I've been collecting them, I just haven't been reading, so I might just catch up.
Right.
But that's all I got for next week.
What do you think your pick of the week is going to be, Peachy?
You know, I'm not quite sure. There are a lot of books. Ghost Rider number 5.
Okay. Mine's probably going to be Angel and Spike number 9. Not going to lie. Either of that or Red Hood. But.
I'm curious what's happened. How they're going to explain Angels. So that one might be a fun one.
Yeah.
I think my pick of the week is probably going to be Crisis on Infinite Earths, giant-sized, number 2. No, I'm just kidding. No, I honestly think it's probably going to be Power Rangers if I get to read it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because there's the huge storyline that's been going on there that I'm just like, I need to read that.
Is this a go-go or?
This is Mighty Morph.
Okay. Cool.
But, right on.
I'm guessing that'll be your pick. Yeah.
Usually is, but you know, there is, you know, quite a few books that could surprise us next week, you know, like Spider-Ham number 3. You know?
Right. Not picking that one up, I can't. Oh, speaking of picking up. Being picking up in these books.
No,
I've had enough Jar Jar.
Please pick these books up, guys. Support your local businesses, and you know, support these artists and the writers. They do a phenomenal job of telling some super underrated stories. You know, people that don't read comics just don't know. Yeah. Get them in your hands. Some of them you can digitize. Get them.
Yes. If you don't know where to pick these books up at, go to comicbookstorelocator.com to find your local comic book store.
That's
also where you can see your next week's comics.
Maybe. I'm not saying that anymore because I spelled it now. I could just look it up, but I'm not going to.
Midtown does me well. Also, check us out on all our social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Instagram.
Yep.
We're on all those locations.
Add us on Google+. Don't.
Is that still around?
I don't know. MySpace.
MySpace.
Yeah,
that's still around.
I know.
Is it really? I thought
to make a resurgence a couple of years ago, and it didn't do well.
Yeah.
But everything's still there.
Wow.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, check out Peachy F. Keen on Instagram. He's got some really wicked pictures he's putting up there.
PeachKeen76.
That one there.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really good photos up there. And then also check out Suit On Segment on YouTube.
Yeah.
Suit On Segment is a Pokemon-related channel. A lot of fun stuff on there.
Indeed.
I'm Suit On.
I'm Peachy.
And I'm Moose.
That's where we do things. But yeah. Well, that's it for us this week.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything else that they wanted to, like, surprise us with? Like, tickets to see Sonic the Hedgehog tonight? Who's doing it? No, Ooze, really?
Wow.
She's
really, didn't see that, one coming.
That was really nice of you. You guys are all witness to this. She's going to cut this part out.
My quote for this week
your
life's journey is less about finding yourself and more about creating yourself.
Oh, that is great. I love that.
And you got the stapled together quote of the day.
Yeah, it's, is there anyone here that's going to surprise us with something?
Anything.
I honestly thought you were going to say the rule is not for the same episode.
No. that's it for today, guys.
That's a quote from us.
Yep.
Well, thank you for listening, watching,
doing the thing, supporting the podcast. Giving us a listen.
We'll see you guys the next time.
Yeah.
Have you listening then?
Indeed.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I haven't done that in a really long time. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. If you enjoyed this, connect with us on social media, and of course like and subscribe so you don't miss out. Music is brought to you by Kevin MacLeod. Find more of his music by visiting intonpetch.com or clicking on the link in the description. If you you want to listen to more, find us on anchor.fm, our website unstabletogetherpod.wixsite.com, and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts.